Mayor Gilliam refused to pay. He said he didn't owe us anything. We can go F ourselves, and he's not paying the Callaways.
You would have won with or without Craig, in my view. But not many other people that were on the ballot that day can say that, including Chris Brown. Chris Brown loses to Colin Bell if he doesn't have Craig Calloway's support. Frank Gilliam not only loses the primary handily to Marty Small, but clearly would have lost the general to Don Guardian if Don Guardian would have had Craig Calloway's support. He was a major factor in decision 2017.
Thank you, Craig and David, for the help that you gave us during our campaign. I'm not a fake. I'm not going to be one of these people that hide and act like the Calloways didn't help me and everything else. They helped me, and I got to be very appreciative of the help that they gave me. I want to thank David and Craig Calloway for all the help that they gave me. Now, in the past, it wasn't just D's that got help. There's R's in the past that got help, but it's okay when the R's get the help, it seems like. And, you know,
well, that's why I'm bringing up Chris Brown, because Chris Brown loses.
Well, look at Don Guardian. Don Guardian lost. He loses to Mayor Langford without Craig's help, and then he...
And it was good.
And it was legal, and it was everything else. And then the stuff that he did, he should be ashamed of himself for what he's done when he used Craig to get in office. Now, you look, go back. Right now, I'm not in office without the help of the messenger absentee ballots. You look at the primary, Frank loses big time. He gets his clock cleaned to Marty. Cleans his clock. I get my clock cleaned. Mo gets his clock cleaned. We all do. You know, Craig put us over the top in that primary. Don't forget, we had the party line and we got our clocks cleaned. On top of it, Marty was out in column E and we got our clocks cleaned in that election. The numbers don't lie. People lie, numbers don't. But then you look at the general election, council at large won very easily, but you look at the competition we had, it basically, we'll move forward. But, you know, but you look at the mayor's race and you see Frank wins by 79 votes at the polls at the general election. But then Don comes back with 416 votes. So now Don's ahead by 330, 340. You need the Callaway votes to become mayor. You don't win without them, you know. And
he got Frank got over 1600 and some.
1734.
Okay.
In total, when you look at all the numbers and
he said that Craig Callaway was committing crimes.
That's a tough one.
Yeah. Okay.
And I'm not going to, if everything is correct in that lawsuit that is claimed or the tort claim.
Do you realize how many legal controlling authorities have looked at Craig's work in decision 2017? Both primary and general. I'm talking about from the attorney general.
They called the feds. They called the United States attorney general. They called the state's attorney general. They called everybody. They even wrote letters after the election to get this investigated. And everything came back legal, 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 legal.
Craig Calloway joins us now. Craig, good morning.
Good morning, Harry.
Hey.
Yeah, I thank you for your honesty. George, thank you for your honesty and your loyalty as well. You had mentioned something, Harry. I'm going to get right to it.
Yep.
There was a rumor that I got tipped. I just want to, you know, straighten it out. First of all, it wasn't money, and any of the monies that were paid didn't go to me. There was monies that were owed to the campaign workers who worked through our organization to get out the vote. And we did it successfully. And at the end, there was a shortfall, and the county Democrats gathered support, financial support, to get out the vote to help some of the candidates at the top of the ticket. And they gave money to the Gilliam campaign to take care of that, to get the vote out. And Mayor Gilliam refused to pay. He said he didn't owe us anything. We can go F ourselves, and he's not paying the Calloways F. And that's what happened. And as a result of that, Thelma Witherspoon is not the freeholder at large. She lost because of the the antics and the the disloyalty of Mayor Gilliam. He cost Thelma Witherspoon the election. She only lost by 200 votes.
That's correct. It was a 50-50 deal, no doubt.
Yeah. And it's not everyone wants to make it about me. But I'm saying this now, Harry, and I'm going to leave it alone. We did have a fundraiser, and then we were successful. There's still some debt that is outstanding, but for the most part, it has been paid, and it wasn't paid by the one who was given the money to pay it. He, as I said, Mayor Gilliam refused to pay it, and he said he's not paying it. He doesn't owe us anything. We didn't work for him. So, you know, we all know that's laughable. So this has been my first and my last time saying it, because I have to move on to bigger and better things, and I don't want to, you know, go back and forth and have this reputation of fighting with people who don't be, who don't keep their word, and they're not honorable, they don't have any integrity. The people of Atlantic City will find that out, and they'll do what they have to do to use that eraser on that pencil, and they'll take care of that. Craig, I'm moving on.
Craig, before you go, and we've got about 2 minutes left in the hour anyhow, but before you go, out of the candidates, and I'm going to say your organization, meaning your election consulting business, whatever, you know, that should, you know, be called. It's legitimate. You've started something. You learned the rules. It's much to some people's dismay and displeasure, but you've perfected the concept like no one before you. And it's affecting the outcome of elections from, I believe, state Senate on down. How many races were you successful in? If you had to just guess, or you probably wouldn't be guessing, you know.
In this campaign, it was maybe we had influence on, I think it was either 5 or 6 seats. Different, actually more than that. Outside of Atlantic City, we had influence on, you know, another 3 or 4 candidates that we helped them with.
And basically, Thelma Witherspoon is the only candidate that did not prevail, correct?
That is correct, and that was because of monies weren't paid to get the vote out for her that Mayor Gilliam had. So the Democratic Party put the money up. Go get your money back from Frank Gilliam, but he has it, and he didn't pay, and it cost the election for Freeholders. It would be 5-4 instead of 6-3. And you can thank him for that.
Craig, good to talk to you. I mean, he has formed a business. This is an election consulting business.
Yeah. I just want to close out with, you know, again, thanking them for putting out an effort for me and believing in me and the way I represent the city. And to say I'm very ashamed of Don Guardian for putting them through what Don Guardian put him through.
Well, that's why there's a $10 million tort claim notice.
Yeah, shame on him for doing that, especially when it was okay when he worked for you. But when he works for somebody else, you make these ridiculous claims like hanging in the closet with ammonia. Come on.
That was crazy with the ammonia thing of how you take the ink off the paper. I mean, all that has been completely debunked. It was almost like tinfoil hat wearing stuff. But I will tell you, I was very...
That's Tom's River's problem.
Yeah,
now.
There you go. At $175,000. God bless America. It's a great country. There's a lot of proof positive.
Can you believe he's making more money than Frank, me, Moe, and half of Jeffrey?
Let me bring up Frank for a second, because something that Mayor Gilliam did, I called him before he was the mayor-elect. I called him before he was the mayor. And I said, I don't know if you mind answering this question. He said, I'll answer any question you have. I said, well, let me pose the question then. And I posed the question, are you inclined to give Don Guardian indemnification? And at that time, there was just the Padula suit, threat of a suit, the $5 million tort claim notice. That was even before the $10 million Craig Calloway. And I have to tell you, you know, a lot of people say, oh, what are you going to do? This guy's a criminal. Blah, blah, blah. It has nothing to do with what happened during this campaign on this program and elsewhere at the press conference. And I was there for that as well at Mays Landing. He was calling Calloway a criminal. He was saying they've committed crimes during this election. I mean, incredible things. We have a guest who will be joining us in just a moment, but let me finish this statement. You cannot overstate his effectiveness. And then on the other hand, when these statements get made by the then CEO of the city, that, well, I guess technically it's Chiesa, but, you know, under normal circumstances, it would be the mayor, the chief executive officer, calling people criminals, and you know, if you want to say he had a problem in the past, you could say certain things. But Calloway filing the $10 million tort claim notice, Padula the $5 million tort claim notice before that, and much to his credit, Now mayor, then mayor-elect Gilliam said to me, I'm not going to give him indemnification for what he did that was outside of his authority, that was outside of his office as mayor. We're not indemnifying him. I was impressed by that. Not that I want to see Don get hurt. This is not, kick Don, when he's out game. But the things he did to Padula and what he did with Craig, I think it is actionable.
Well, I don't want to kick Don when he's out. I kicked him when he was in. So nothing's changed. I felt this problem back when he was Special Improvement District. I thought he was a get over then. I think he's a get over now. But that's Tom's River's problem. Indemnification, I have to see all the facts of the case 100% before I say yes or no. I know Don Gordian snapped. He snapped. Mo Delgado and I killed him on facts in those debates. I mean, the one, two, that if you watch those debates and you watch the way Mo and I attacked the facts in a respectful way, but very truthful way, I know Don snapped. It was like 6-1 in that election. His running mates were useless to him. And Don got attacked that whole campaign with facts, always with facts, never personal. And I know the man snapped, but that doesn't justify what you did. And it doesn't justify that
taxpayers should have to pay that.
I want to hear what the lawyers say, because, listen, there's limited liability. Any of us could say the wrong thing at the wrong time. But with the Padula case, he was given a chance to apologize and double down on it. That's where the problem comes in.
If Don Gordian had kept Craig Calloway's support, it's a different result.
It's definitely a different result. It definitely is. Listen, the numbers don't lie. I mean, you won by 70 votes at the polls, and then you kill them, double them once the ballots come in.
The thing that I also, when I said I respect hard work, when one person could do an unlimited number, they were able to operate in that environment. Then I think it became 10. Then it became even more restrictive. No matter how they changed the rules, Craig's effectiveness, if we're being honest, not only was it not diminished, his level of effectiveness was increased.
Absolutely. It's the organization that he has behind him. They're all, mostly family. They're very loyal to one another. They don't backstab one another, and they look for the final result. Craig gets calls all the time now. Everybody wants him. They're trying to get him for 2 years out. They're trying to lock him in now. So, it's...
What can you say about a force of human nature that literally delivered a state senator, multiple members at large at the county level, sheriff, I have to say multiple members of city council because you got to count
Absolutely.
The primary, and you were honest.
Pleasantville, scored
Pleasantville, boards of education,
freeholders.
Pleasantville mayor, Pleasantville city council, and also mayor of Atlantic City. What do you say? I mean, you can't deny it, I don't think.
No, you can't deny it. And let's face it, we would probably have, if money was spent in the right spots and money that was given was spent on the right things, you'd have another freeholder in there. She only lost by 200.
Yeah.
And that, that was because monies weren't spent where they were supposed to be spent. I think people are starting to realize you send these flyers out. What are they? You send a flyer out in Atlantic City, both Republican, Democrat, to every voter, it's almost $10,000 a flyer. For what? What do you do at that time of the year? You're getting so many flyers, you look at it, you laugh at it, you throw it in the trash.
You get annoyed by it.
Yeah, you get so many of them.
So
at one point, I was collecting them because they would send them to my house for me and my son. And I'm looking at, 10,000 here, 10,000 there, and every different flyer that came in. I'm looking, by the end of the week, I got over $80,000 in flyers. Guess what? There's nobody on those flyers that's really going to change my mind to vote for them, and I just spent $80,000 on it. So people are starting to realize the get out the vote effort is a lot more effective than these stupid flyers that go out there that are killing people. I don't want to use the word killing, that are trying to smash people and politically attack them. You look at Atlantic City. I feel in that first race, we were way ahead until those flyers went out the last week on Marty. Whoever sent those flyers out almost cost us the election. I've been fighting Don since Special Improvement District when he was making way too much money for what he did at over $171,000 back in the day. This ain't something that started 3-4 years ago. This started 10 years with me. It started when I got on council saying cut his salary to where finally his CRDA cut it at 100. But let's be truthful. George Tippett's never politically correct. And, they're just because the election's over, not no kumbaya, I love you, you love me, no BS. Look at all the millions of dollars that went to the political boss of Ocean County, the millions of dollars of engineering contracts that went to Tom's Rivers firms. And then tell me how you get a guy that has zero experience running a city. He didn't run nothing in the last 4 years. You had BAs in the state that run it. Don couldn't run nothing because he signed an agreement. He signed on to the lawsuit with the firemen, so the state didn't even work with him. $175,000 to do that job. It just shows you, the taxpayers, again. And it's not just Don. It's been people over the years. They pad these contracts, and when they get out of office, they get taken care of. Just think about that for a second. Don Guardian gave all those millions of dollars in contracts to the political boss of Ocean County. And now he's making more money than the mayor of Atlantic City, the two council members, and half of the third council members. Let that sink in for a minute. For what he did. Name something he did. Name something the guy you did in the last 4 years. You're going to give him credit for the Hard Rock? Now, well, Hard Rock was coming if all of us were bozos.
Hard Rock was coming because the ballot question was defeated.
Stockton was coming regardless of right. who was in there.
Right.
You know, you put
South Jersey Gas.
You put Charles Manson in there, and it's still coming. So let's face it, everything that's happening is happening because Atlantic City is a great place, and whoever is in government, those places were coming, and we're still going to get more development regardless of who's in office.